I'm so happy to have missed that. But tell me.
Pull the lever.
The real, real better watch out.
The real, real hates to see me coming.
Hates to see Adam coming.
I didn't get too freaky, though. I got my freak on for a moment.
I was a whore on Sunday.
If I remember correctly.
On the board stand.
Ready, lights, camera, action. We're recording.
You're wearing a hat.
Well, it's because my hair is insane. Like, do you see it?
I think it looks good.
Oh, really? Okay, I'll leave it off because I'm like getting a little hot under there because I walked here.
No, you just like looked so sporty spice over there.
So sporty spice. Wait, I actually can't go on with you guys staring at me and not knowing what my hair looks like. Hold, please.
I mean, it definitely looks like
it looks
wow,
like
this wave is
unbrushed.
Insane.
You have volume, but
it's giving hat hair, as it should,
guys,
because
mind you
were wearing
like,
a hat.
This is no, I mean, this is like what it looks like when I wake up, though. Like, the hat just, like, dulls the volume.
Yeah.
But then this is, like, what I look like when I wake up. No gel.
Yeah.
It just, you know, it's all over the place. But I also got a haircut last week, so I think that's why. So there's not as much, you know, heaviness holding it down.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
So I look like I got struck by lightning.
No, you look great. You look fine.
I appreciate that.
That's why we don't do video, so you guys can't see what we look
exactly.
like.
You can't judge.
Exactly.
You can listen and not judge.
Listen
we
and don't
listen,
judge.
We listen, but we don't judge.
You can just imagine us looking gorgeous all the time.
Just gorgeous. me like literally reciting so many TikTok things. The pasta queen.
Not for much longer.
Don't say that.
TikTok's on the out.
I've been back on TikTok and I'm kind of like, I wish it wasn't going to go away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know for sure. I'm just saying that.
What's the date? It's January 14th.
January 19th.
Oh, 19th.
Yeah.
So I have 2 more weeks of curating my For You page.
You do.
Yesterday, the entire last scene of Defying Gravity popped up on my thing, and I watched it 3 times.
I've seen so many unseen
scenes.
Oh, is
it deleted scenes?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah, they started releasing them. And I'm kind of pissed they didn't include them in the actual movie.
I know, that's what all the comments are saying.
Wait, where are you seeing this? On TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay.
My For You page is being run by basically just scenes that they didn't include in the movie.
Ooh.
But the scenes are so much character development for Glinda and Elphaba. And so it kind of just like adds to the storyline and makes things make sense. You know?
They show them forming their bond.
Yeah.
It is crazy how they have to make decisions like that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, so much effort went into that one scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because they filmed this movie for so long. Like, that one scene probably took weeks.
Even like
nail.
With Real Housewives, though, too, because there were multiple things that we shot for the show that I was just like helping with in scheduling, and they never made it in the show.
But I guess that's why these shows and movies are so good, because like critical decisions like that are made.
They're so curated.
Like very, very niche. Like only like if you know, you know. Like if you are someone who is like an Oscar award winning, like you would have to make those decisions and like mm-hmm. you know what you're talking about because you're like that good. Like I don't know who actually was the like who produced Wicked. But probably someone
Universal Studios.
Oh yeah.
Like the director of the movie.
Yeah, like the director, the producers, like the people that would make those decisions. Like these people are probably like world renamed.
I forgot
one
the director's
of them was
name.
Like Ben Platt's dad was involved.
Oh, okay,
in it.
So theater, like theater realm. Yeah, so they know.
But also, like what I was reading is, this is also obvious, is that the movie was already 2 hours and 50 minutes long. So if they included all these deleted scenes, the movie would have been like 3 hours and 45 minutes.
True. But you know what? I think people would have watched it still. Like,
Katie, you've seen it now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I'm talking
so
about
what's
it.
What's your review?
Because I've seen it. Oh, my God. It was so good. I mean, I'm not going to give major spoilers because I'm sure there's still people that haven't seen it. I guess it has been out for like 2 months now, practically. But it was very good. I have to say, my dad and Jack like were sitting next to me watching it, and I was like a little worried. You know when you go into something and you know you're going to enjoy it no matter what, but you're a little worried about the people you're going with.
Yeah.
And, like you were maybe the one to like sell it, like we have to go see it. So I was a bit concerned. I'm also a major people pleaser that they weren't going to like it. The whole time I kept looking over to see
some recon on
if they were
there was enjoyment on their
into
face.
It. And yeah, they loved it. Like, that's when you know it's a good movie.
No, so, I mean, I was shitting on it the entire leading up to me going to see it.
No,
I was
they
like,
were shitting
fuck
on
musicals,
it.
Fuck talking animals. I was not into it. And
my
then
dad
I went
was like,
obsessed.
If they're singing, I'm not going. And he was also just calling it The Wizard of Oz. Like, he refused to call it Wicked. I'm like, Dad, it's different. But I loved it. I did cry, like, sobbed during one specific part.
The dancing?
The dancing part where they were, like, silently dancing.
It was so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I kind of, you know.
No,
that's I was, where I lost all motor function and then the rest sniffles. Of the movie.
Yeah, but it was a good cry. Like, honestly, it was a very, like, healing movie.
I know.
Like, it was very healing.
And the next, the part two, is going to be released at Thanksgiving of now this year, because we're in 2025.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Colby said next year.
That's so crazy.
But we're in this year.
It's freaking wild.
What day is it, kids?
January 3rd.
Who knows? I mean, by the time this comes out, it's going to be much later.
That's true.
Because we're posting it next week. Yeah, we took 2 weeks off. We needed a cleanse.
Yes.
It was our holiday break.
Yeah.
It was the holiday break that should have been nationally given off. The 2 days return to work is kind of crazy.
It's silly. It really is silly.
Today and yesterday.
Nothing productive is getting done.
Yeah. I mean, I got screwed. My entire company was basically off for the last 2 weeks. But it's kind of like, if you need to work, you need to work type deal.
Yeah.
And if you're like in a sales role, you kind of like need to work.
Yeah.
And I just happened to have deals closing on the very last day of the year up until the 31st. So like I went into the office on the 30th, aka Monday, and there were three people there. One of them.
Ugh.
Horrible.
Not
fun.
Is it possible to get perfect attendance at work? Like, you know what I mean?
That should not be something to strive for.
I know, but like I remember I would get perfect attendance in school. And like you'd get a prize for that.
I think that it's more what's like surrounded by optics. You know, it's how you're perceived by the organization. It's like if you go into the office every day, then you're more likely to be liked by people in power, you know? So it's more so about influencing the optics that you have. So the perfect attendance is more so like a silent tally that's being kept by managers and leadership and whatever.
And I think that FaceTime is just valuable too, because otherwise you're communicating with your managers and senior leadership just via email and texts and Zoom, and you don't really have a real relationship.
Yeah.
You're not building the rapport.
Wow. This is really
corporate talk, corporate
really
speak.
Enlightening I know. To me.
Katie, the business owner over here.
Well, I feel like we should get into it. We should do the intro and then Adam can tell the people about how it was from below Danielle's table on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yes.
Because I got a lot of DMs about that.
And with that, welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan in 2025 with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how are we doing?
Better now.
Delightful.
Colby's definitely on the upswing.
I am.
Girly Pop was sick as hell.
I really was. My grapes from last year gave me one last parting gift at the end of 2024. And literally on Christmas Day, I started to feel gravely ill. It was like a little bit more than a week long flu situation.
I'm so sorry.
Which is also great. Like so many people I know have gotten that.
I went down. Yeah. I do too, which honestly made it better. Pretty much all of my friends from home were sick, so I didn't really feel like I was missing much. But after Christmas Day, I didn't leave my house. And now I'm just like forcing myself to
exist again.
Yeah.
And
I'm just in denial that this is still lingering in my system.
Why not?
But I'm on the upswing.
I was like FaceTiming my mom last night, and she got sick on, I would say, like the 21st, like the day after I got home. And I FaceTimed her last night and she was like, I'm still sick. And she like did not sound good. And I'm like, bro, it's been like 14 days.
It lingers bad. And I am not even being dramatic. On Friday night, I was woken up at 1 a.m. by the most excruciating headache. And I was overheating to a point where I like didn't know what to do. And my body hurt so badly that I felt like I couldn't move at the same time. And all that I wanted was an ice pack. And luckily, I was at home. And my mom was there and she was taking care of me, but I would have gone to the hospital if I was alone.
Oh my God.
I like was not okay. And I didn't know what to do. I felt like my head was going to actually explode.
Isn't that kind of the worst part about being an adult? It's like, I used to love being sick at home.
Oh my God.
My mom and dad, like, yeah, wait on me hand and foot.
Yeah, I kind of reverted back to being a toddler. I was like, Mom, like, you get me?
No, but when you're sick, like, every little thing is so difficult. Well, and your mom is, like, the best in those situations, I feel like. She's always, like, you're always texting. Like, she's always texting you, telling you what to do and stuff.
Yeah.
Giving you in-depth medical advice. Having a nurse
mother is very helpful.
Colby and I's mothers are both nurses.
Yeah.
So we have
that. We have similar
I'm so
moms.
Glad you're feeling better. I was worried about you.
I know. Thank you.
I'm sad that you didn't get to eat grapes under a table with me this year.
Oh, I'm so happy to have missed that. But tell me
Colby
everything.
Was not into the grapes this year. Even when we were planning on being together on New Year's Eve, she was like, just so you know, I'm not eating the grapes.
No, I know. It's a scam.
And I was like, no, we need to eat the damn grapes. Some people DM
but
me, though.
But you ate red grapes.
You can eat any kind of grapes, but I did get a lot of DMs that were like, the green are more powerful.
Last year you said that we needed the green ones.
Well, maybe this year I wanted to try the red because, you know, last year we didn't get any boyfriends. So yeah.
How many did you eat this year?
Oh, I ate like 19.
Okay, but I feel like we've established that this is the problem.
That what? That I just divert from the actual...
Yeah, like there's a specific number you're supposed to eat and you just didn't...
Well, you see, Katie, but I tried that last year, and so I think I needed some extra... power from the grapes.
I see. Well, I got great content of Adam under the table eating the grapes, so one day you can stitch it with your man.
Wait, the funniest part
is your good luck, because it's not just for a man, by the way. Like the grapes are supposed to be for like luck and prosperity in all sectors.
I also got a lot of DMs of people being like, what the hell is this grape situation? Yeah. Which I was surprised because I feel like I get so much grape content on like TikTok, Instagram, the whole deal. But I think it's a Spanish tradition.
Yeah, but apparently a lot of Spanish people do not claim it. Like, they're like, that's bullshit.
I got some DMs from Spanish people being like, oh my God, I'm so happy that you're doing this.
I think it's like an area by area thing.
Oh.
Because I got a few people DMing me saying like, I'm Spanish and we would never be caught dead doing that.
Maybe it's like a Mexican Spanish versus like a Spain Spanish or something. Or like just like a different region of the world.
I don't know. I was thinking like Spain Spanish, but who knows?
Yeah, maybe it's Spain Spanish. But anyways, you're supposed to chug. Not chug. Chug is the wrong word. Eat.
It's like, oh, you're drinking too?
I was gargling the grapes, basically. The video I rewatched of me eating the grapes was literally me struggling to get them down my throat. But that is because I had 19 in under a minute.
Well, you were also laying like so, like in an awkward angle.
Did anybody else do it?
I was only focused on me, so I'm not positive.
Truthfully, I didn't see a single other person do it.
People were probably like, what the hell is this kid doing? Because we went to a party at Danielle's, and it was, I think, a lot of like her college friends, but then a lot of people brought plus ones also. Like, there were a lot of people there that I didn't know, that I also don't think a lot of people knew. I think it was just like a conglomeration.
Yeah, Danielle, she pretty much was like, just anyone who doesn't have a plan, come to my apartment, which is like,
it
so her and so sweet.
So nice.
Yeah, so it was like a congregating of, I made so many new friends.
Yeah, it was honestly such a fun party.
I was
party.
Feeling like chatting. I don't know. I get in these moods.
Yeah, there was this 22-year-old hitting on one of our friends.
Yes.
And I was so proud of her. And they kissed at midnight. And basically at the end of it, he and I buddied up because she was like, wait, do you think I should like go ask him for his number or something like that? And I was like, let Adam take care of this. And I go up and start buddying up to him. I find out that he's 22 years old.
22.
And I'm like, you need to go take my friend on a date, like, just so you know.
How old is she? I'm trying to remember.
I want to say she's like 25 or 26, maybe. I could be wrong, but I think in that age range.
Okay, so it's not like
she'll listen to this
of.
And be like, no.
Well, I just have no concept of age, like, same. People's
age. Once you
ages.
Reach a certain age, like, I just don't.
Unless you,
once you're not 22, you're 26,
you're
permanently 26 until you're 30.
Yeah.
In my head.
Yeah.
I was so drunk by the end of that night, though. I think I told you, I didn't have a single drink of Danielle's, but we went to Emmett's on Grove beforehand for dinner, like me and two friends, and we just got hammered.
Yeah, Adam came in hot in his mink.
I did
in
come in
mink
hot.
Coat, he came in hot with like, you looked like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You had like a necklace on. You had like, you were like,
you were blinged out.
No, you
yes.
did.
At Emmett's on Grove, they gave these like gold beaded necklaces on the tables. And I started taking other people's necklaces.
You were like, perfect.
I came in like draped in like 17 gold necklaces.
And
like
coat.
In my
Mardi Gras
mink
beads.
coat. Yes. Literally Mardi Gras beads. I looked insane. And at Emmetson Grove, basically we were leaving Emmetson Grove to come to Danielle's, and it started monsooning. So we couldn't even get an Uber. So we were just stuck inside Emmetson Grove, and we were so drunk that we were making people dance at the entrance of Emmetson Grove before they were allowed to come inside the restaurant. One of our friends was like, "No, you need to flip it down, spin it, and reverse it," like over and over again to any innocent bystander entering the restaurant.
My God.
We were just off the rocker. And so that's the type of energy that we basically brought into Danielle's apartment.
I love that.
Me and my 1700 Mardi Gras beads and mink coat. I made it an entrance for sure.
It was great. Everyone turned and looked.
Yes. That thunderstorm was actually insane. I was so scared. It was shaking my apartment. I thought it was like something bad happening.
There is a lot going on.
And it was very uncalled for.
Mind you, we were a 5-minute drive from Danielle's, and I could not get us an Uber, and it was monsooning.
Yeah. The thing that I was thinking about when it started torrential, I was like, oh no, the people in Times Square. Yeah. Did you see that video of them running? Like, there was footage of the people. So when they open the barricades, like, in first thing in the morning, people sprint to get to the front of, like,
the barricade.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy. I saw someone commented and was like, I'd like a study to be done on these people.
No, seriously.
Like, what does it take to be a person that, you know, like, what's going on in your brain? Like, what's your brain comp? Like, what's going on in there? And it is interesting, but I also was just feeling for them. I'm like, damn it, they're getting rained on right now. Like,
yeah, that sucks.
They are going to be soggy.
And there was thunder and lightning.
Yeah. Like, at what point is that dangerous to be in, like, a big group of people? We're made of, like, 80% water. Can't be good.
That just sucks so bad. Know. Can you imagine being stuck like a sardine in Times Square and just being poured on?
Not, no.
Also, while there's confetti draping. Well, I think the rain subsided by the time the confetti happened, right?
Yeah, I think the rain stopped by like 11.
Yeah. No, it's really crazy. But we were great. We were safe and sound in the apartment. And it was kind of a vibe having it rain while we were at the party.
It was.
While we were inside.
It was such a fun party.
Yeah.
She had a little bartender going.
Oh my God, it was great.
I didn't touch a drink because I was so focused on my grapes.
I took a lot of like questionable shots. And I say questionable in that like I have no idea. They were like pink in color. I believe Ryan, Danielle's boyfriend, invented this shot, or like it was something Georgia related. But when I tell you I had about 6, but for some reason I didn't feel drunk. Like I got home and I felt like I like did my skincare. I woke up. I was not hungover. It was a miracle. It was a Christmas miracle.
Even after pink shots.
No, like, I'm telling you, I feel like maybe there was, like, actually not alcohol
maybe
in them.
They're, like, Mio or something. Remember that from college?
Oh, my God.
Imagine Danielle throws a party and fills up all the alcohol bottles.
It was all placebo.
Yeah, with just water.
It was a social experiment.
No, because when I tell you, I definitely drank a lot, and I just did not feel hungover. Was it all a lie?
I honestly wasn't hungover either, which I was very confused about because I literally had 3 martinis at Emmetson Grove. Like, that's what sent me over the edge.
Yeah, but I don't think 3 martinis is a lot for you. Like, I feel like you've had
sad, guys.
Crazier
that's
nights.
That's really sad to hear.
That you've talked about on the podcast where you're like, I had 13 vodka sodas or tequila
that's
sodas.
That is true.
Yeah, but...
And you were up for a long time after you had the 3 martinis if you didn't drink again after
that's
that.
That's true. Then our friends came and slept over my apartment. We had a little sleepover.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Well, we left Danielle's and it was like 2 a.m. or something like that. Like, it was pretty late. Or maybe it was like 1:30. And we tried to go to another bar. And then we realized that our friend forgot her purse at Danielle's. And so then we had to go back to Danielle's to get her
You're
purse.
You're kidding me.
And I called Danielle and I was like, hey, I'm so sorry. I know we wrapped the party, but like, I need to come back and get my friend's purse. And she was like, oh my God, no, this is perfect timing. Like, we're having a dance party. And so then we went back to Danielle's and had a dance party until 2 a.m. And then I was like, okay, I actually need to get out of here and go home immediately. And I guess 2 a.m. is just the time that people in Manhattan are going home. Because I tried to hail a cab for the longest time. And there were millions of cabs driving by, every single one of them full. Ugh. And I tried to call an Uber. One of our friends lives in Jersey City. He tried to call an Uber. It was going to be $225. Our other friend was trying to call an Uber to Gramercy. It was going to be $125.
Well, Uber is just messed up right now.
It is. And I was like, okay, I live on the West Side. Like, there's no way my Uber is going to be that expensive. Like, just come sleep in my apartment. You guys can leave in the morning. And my Uber was like 60.
It wasn't bad. And especially divided by 3.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Uber is like such a scam these days. But then also the subways are unsafe. Like, what is going on? How do we get anywhere?
The fact that people are lighting people on fire.
No, and it's pushing.
Crazy.
I was so scared on the train yesterday. I'm gonna avoid it as much as I can.
Well, I think the important thing to know is like just be aware of your surroundings. Yeah, you know, like yeah. I'm always like dialed the fuck in when I'm on the subway.
Stand thing. Close to the wall,
and I have no fight or flight. It's so.
Oh, also they're raising the subway price to $3.
No, I know, that's what I said.
Oh, you did. I'm sorry.
I said something has to change aside from the price going up.
What was it before? $2.75?
$2.90.
Yeah.
It was $2.75 at some point.
Yeah. It was $2.75, then it was $2.90. Now it's $3.
And it's like, what are you doing with this extra money?
Well, I guess we could start taking the bus. I hear that the bus is okay.
Yeah, I heard the bus is safer.
Yeah.
It's just then the car sickness and traffic is added back in. Yeah. I used to take the bus a lot when I lived on the east side.
Yeah, I think I feel like that's...
I've taken the bus once and it was a lovely experience.
Yeah, it's very clean and nice.
Maybe I'll try it. But let's talk about 2025 and like what we're...
I want to make a vision board. It's been something that I've said that I was going to do for the past couple of days, but I haven't had the energy or mental capacity to do it.
Well, I think a vision board would be fun. I think we should do like a night when we do vision boards.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm doing Dry January, so I...
We can drink Olipop.
I know. How is that going for you?
Well, it's been 3 days, so...
You haven't had a weekend
yet. I'd be surprised. Like, it'd be really sad if like, or like something's up if I couldn't make it 3 days. So all is well in that category, and... Jack and I are doing it together, which is helpful because we've already come up with a list of things that, like activities that are sober, that it isn't that difficult, like to come up with things to do.
Well, also, like, you can still go to dinner, like just don't get a drink.
Exactly. You know? No. And the thing is, I'm going to try, I tried a new poppy flavor that I liked, so that's good.
Nice.
And yeah, like it's going to be fine. And I think a lot of people are doing it this year.
I did Dry January previously, I basically wanted to have a crutch because I don't know why it's like always such a thing if you're not drinking at a dinner group outing or something, but like if you're not in the mood, I wanted to get more comfortable going to dinner and not feeling like I needed to have a drink. And I feel like I've done that because now I'll go to dinner and I'll get like a tea or water if I like don't want a drink and I don't care.
I was talking to someone
it's rough.
I really want to do Dry Jan, but what about dates? So she's doing Damp Jan and only drinking when she's on dates.
Okay, I like the creating rules.
Yeah.
I'm very, as we know, against Dry January, personally. I love how I publicly shit on Dry January, and then Katie's like, I'm doing Dry January. I was like, I am so mean.
No, it's fine. I mean, it's going to be hard at times just because I love the taste of red wine with steak and red meat dishes and a dirty martini. Like it's not even like I love being drunk. Like that's not the thing. That's not what it's just the little joys in life, like getting a really awesome dirty martini, like perfectly cold and everything's right and it just feels, and you're in like a dimly lit bar, it's
a vibe,
it's the vibes, it's the activity that I will miss for the month.
Yeah,
but I have heard like people like have come up with really creative mocktails.
Oh yeah, people make really good mocktails,
like,
for sure.
You can get like a phony Negroni that tastes exactly like a Negroni.
Yeah,
and there's red wine that pregnant ladies drink that tastes just like red wine. So I might get pregnant lady red wine.
I honestly think we're about to enter an era, though, where like people really stop drinking. Like I think we're on like a hockey stick where it's about to be. That's my prediction for 2025, is that it's going to be a major sober year.
I've been seeing a lot. I think especially at the turn of like end of the year, people were posting about like their wins for the year. And a lot of people, it was very surprising to me, like the certain people that had announced that they've been sober for a while. I was like, really? Didn't think so that of you. Like, wow. Like, I think it is something more and more people are doing.
I know a lot of people like those athletic brews too, which are non-alcoholic beers.
Yes.
I feel like my goal is more so to just drink when I'm going out.
Yeah.
Because like when I'm going out, like I just need.
I just drink when I'm in the mood.
Yeah.
And when I'm not, I'm not. And that's fine.
Which is also why I'm kind of like against Dry January, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just like, find a long-term...
No, but that was my thing with doing it. And when I first started doing it a couple of years ago, or like attempting to, it more so was to like get over that like feeling like every time that I went out to dinner, like having to get a drink. And now I just am like, whatever. Habits. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing. Because I'll say, like, I'm all talk. I'm like, oh, I'm going to start doing this. And then I'm like, I had this thing for a while where I'm like, when I go out and when I drink, like in general.
Yeah.
I'm only going to drink two drinks. That's it. Because that's enough for me to feel like a good buzz. Mm-hmm. Like I'm talking like a night out.
Yeah.
Like two, I'm going to cut myself off after two tequila sodas. And then I have the second one and then
Nothing good happens after two.
And that's a problem. But it's just, it's one of those where I'm like, oh, I just want to have two. And then, and I'm not talking about like, I'm not an alcoholic, but just, you know, the second drink starts tasting like I want a third one.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Like it's just crazy. So that's why Dry January is going to train me. It's going to be good.
Yeah. It's going to
set the stage for the rest of the year.
We'll see.
Well, I also just saw this horrible article while I was walking over here. Like the headline of it.
Cancer?
I literally sent it to Alex and I was like, do we need to go sober? Like,
New York Times hit us this morning with a...
U.S. Surgeon General calls for cancer warnings on alcoholic beverages.
What literally. Kinds of alcoholic beverages?
Basically, the thing is, if you like binge drink, but like we don't binge drink. That's the thing. Like I read the article and it says if you average one alcoholic beverage per day over the course of your lifetime, the risk is extremely minimal.
Minimal?
Yeah. Like, I'm not having... I doubt I'm having 365 drinks a year. I'm just
confused, though, because I thought red wine was healthy.
Good for your heart?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's...
There's a lot of conflicting opinions.
I need a doctor to come in here.
They say anything in moderation is fine.
Well, you can die walking outside.
True. You could die getting on the subway to go... Yeah. You can get lit on fire going to work. So,
have the drink. Yeah.
Have the damn spicy skinny. Yeah. Okay, girls. It's okay. What was I going to say? Oh, I can't even do it because next week I'm going to Napa. Like, I was thinking in my head. I was like, oh, maybe like I'll just do like some kind of damp version. No.
You guys have trips, though. Both of you have trips. Like, that makes sense.
I have trips and a wedding.
Yeah. Like, sober wedding? No thanks.
Yeah.
Where's the wedding?
Yeah.
In New Hampshire.
Are you going straight from Florida to New Hampshire?
No. I'm coming back here. My mom and my sister and my sister's husband are coming to the city the weekend after because it's my sister's 30th birthday. Then the weekend after that, I have to go to New Hampshire.
Mm.
So okay, I'm here busy for girl. One weekend in January.
You're a busy little girl, Colby.
I know.
Busy, busy bee.
Busy girl.
Busy bee. I have nothing going on, so I'll be here with my non-alcoholic poppy beverage.
I love Poppy, so I'm all for it.
Living vicariously through you,
Poppy,
guys.
If you hear this, send me some merch again.
They've never sent me a single thing. They send all the girls these like matching sets and these like cute bathrobes, and I've gotten zero zilch. No
I
was merch.
I somehow am on their PR list, and I did get the bathrobe, and I gave it to my cousin, and I'm pissed because it's actually like
it's cool.
It's kind of cool.
It's okay. Like I'm fine. I get plenty. I have everything that I need in this world. I don't need a single other thing.
That's a positive.
I don't need merch for Poppy merch. I can just go buy a Poppy that I want.
Poppy's gonna hear this and be like, no, no, no. You need Poppy merch.
I don't know if Poppy's going to hear this. I don't think
you never know.
I honestly am into those Poppy sweat sets.
No, I know. That is what I want. Yeah. I don't need the drink. I can buy my own.
I gave the yellow one to Mahi.
I just want the sweat set. The pink one. You know what I'm talking about.
I have that one too. Everyone has it if you want.
God damn it. How did I get... I think maybe I have an enemy.
Oh, yeah, you do, and it's Poppy.
An enemy at Poppy.
An enemy. I do.
Have you both been to Napa?
No, I want to go.
I'm so excited.
No, you're going to
have a good time. I'm excited for you to go.
I've never been.
Is it going to be cold there?
They said that we'll be outside a lot and to bring a jacket because it might be a little chilly. We're doing like a lot of activities, a lot of dinners. We have a dinner in the vineyard.
Wow.
They're throwing a 007 themed party.
So you have to bring a tuxedo?
Wait, 007? That is sexy.
They literally made a Pinterest board for the inspiration.
Wow.
What are you wearing?
I think I'm going to have to wear a tux.
You should get, what's that watch he wears? Submariner.
My watch kind of looks like a sub.
You should rent a Submariner just for the night.
That'd be crazy.
That would be wild.
People literally be like, this is the most Adam Harrison thing to ever happen.
And you have to get a dirty martini.
Save big on your next landscaping project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Save big on our 12-inch smooth patio blocks on sale now. Stop in to see our full selection and get your project started. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Or not a dirty martini, just a martini.
I think he drinks a gin martini with a twist, maybe.
Shaken, not stirred.
Well, you have to drink wine because you're in Napa.
No, but like for this one party, you have to post.
Don't you worry, I'll carry it by. Well, they sent her on the Pinterest board, and the Pinterest board is a lot of dirty martinis.
Yeah,
so,
post an Instagram with the caption, shaken, not stirred.
Oh, that's good. Later. Yeah, I'm going to get a good peck.
Now, when Jack and I went to the Four Seasons in the Ocean Club in Paradise Island, Bahamas. That's where they filmed that, like the original.
Oh, really?
Yeah, James Bond, where he said that.
And like the Pinterest board is all dudes in tuxes.
Yeah, you have to wear a tuxedo.
But I was kind of also like, I don't know how like all out my coworkers are.
Yeah, though, I guess you should touch
I need
base.
To source the boys. Yeah. I'll ask the gays.
Yeah.
The gays, since you know, half my company is gay.
True. Well, there are some Daniel Craig movies where he wears like a linen blazer.
Because I saw one where he was wearing a white tux. Maybe I'll do a white tux.
Because he's like undercover sometimes. Like he'll like dress in like quote civilian clothes. Mm. So you could also like just, you know, go off script a little bit.
True. I think I just need like a white tux. I feel like that's very Adam Harrison.
That'd be really cool.
Like black pants, white jacket. I'm seeing the vision, guys.
The real real better watch out.
The real real hates to see me coming.
Hates to see Adam coming.
I was like storming the real real the other day.
Do you have any like purchases you want to make in 2025? Like something that's been on your list that you're like on the prowl for?
Girl, my most toxic trait is if I want something, I buy it right then and there.
Yeah.
My goal in 2025 is to purchase less.
It's a good goal.
Yeah, I want to rent more. Like clothing wise.
Yeah, I need to do a big purge.
I'm cleaning out my coat closet today. That's on my list.
All right, because, that's a good one.
Well, I scheduled, if you ever, anyone listening that lives in the city, if you want to do a donations, like if you don't want to sell your clothes, you want to donate, like, or you want to sell some, donate some, whatever. If you need someone to donate to, St. Mary's Church is always taking donations and they come and pick them up from you. You don't even have to be home. Like I put the bags downstairs in my lobby and they come in and get them. Like at some point, I just schedule a day if you go on their website. Biggest pro tip. And
wow,
they will take
so nice.
Literally anything. I mean, I don't know about non-clothing items. I don't know about that. But clothing, they need it all. They take it all.
Well, maybe so, I'll donate some of my stuff to them.
Highly recommend. And it's just so easy. Like you go on and I have a pickup scheduled for Saturday morning. Tomorrow morning.
Interesting. Wow.
So if you have anything, or if you just want to drop something off before tomorrow morning, I can.
Yeah, I'm going to try and do the most I can with what I have already. I'm trying to get off the cycle of feeling like I need to wear something new for events and outings and having an excuse to buy something. Like if I'm thinking about something and I really want it, then I won't deny myself. But like, I'm not just gonna go shopping for sport anymore.
That's a good goal. Is that your resolution for 2025?
It's one of them.
What are the other ones?
To be on my phone less.
That's a good one for you.
Yeah.
As she literally has her phone.
Well, I'm working right now. Her so security blanket. I have to stay on the pulse.
Wasn't it nice those days when before phones? I mean, people obviously still worked with computers, but they didn't have their phone to show them when they're, you know, offline. They would literally, people would quite literally log off their computer at the office
and be done.
And be done
for the day.
Like
it
maybe there'd be
so nice.
A phone call, like a pager notification and a phone call from like a client or something. But you wouldn't be like your computer is at the office.
You would just pick it up tomorrow.
Yeah. Like that's how it should be. But nowadays,
24/7.
Work is in your pocket at all times of day.
It's kind of sad.
It is sad.
But I will say like I moved to a new team and I met my new manager and I had to explain to him like my work habits because I feel like that's something that you just need to tell your manager. And I was like, just so you know, like I am a workaholic and I work on the weekends and I work at night and it just like brings me enjoyment. So like if you see me logged in or if I'm like sending Slacks and emails, like it's okay. Like you don't need to respond to me right then and there. Like I'm just crazy.
You don't schedule send? I schedule send all the time because I work at random hours as well, like random days hours, and I just feel bad for my manager, so I schedule send Monday at 8 a.m.
Sometimes I'll do that. It depends on the context of what is being sent.
Yeah. No,
but
I'd
also
love-
like I told him I was like I'm so much more into work life integration opposed to work life balance. Like I'd rather like if I want to go to a workout class at 2 p.m. let's say in the middle of the day, like I want. To be able to just go do that.
Yeah.
Assuming that, you know, there's trust that I'm going to get what I need to get done at like 7 p.m. if that's a time that works the best for me to get
something
done.
And that's a healthy way to do things.
And that's just the Adam way, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, my other thing with that is, okay, so if I have a lull in the afternoon, what's the difference between me having a lull then and from like 6 to 8 p.m. and then all of a sudden, like if I'm going to get an email at 8 o'clock that needs to be answered, I'm going to answer it anyway. Yeah. So
then you're going to have like a chill moment between like 3 and 4 o'clock or whatever.
And then I'll keep working afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Work-life integration, guys.
We're trying to figure things out. I feel like after COVID, things have just been like, we're just trying to figure it out.
I think there's going to be my other prediction for 2025 is that a lot of companies are going to force people to go back into the office.
Oh, 100%. Like, that's already happening, I think.
Do you think productivity is lower?
100%.
Like, and people are,
for sure.
And people's attitudes towards it are crazy, though, because everybody has gotten so used to it. And they're like, we proved that we can work remote. Like, yes, having the flexibility and the option is so nice. And I think companies that offer like 1 month work from anywhere, that is a great offer to be able to work remote for a month. Like if you wanted to go work from somewhere or split it up, whatever, you have that many days. But I think going back to the office again, like we were talking about, like having actual face-to-face relationships and being able to collaborate in that way is so much easier. But also giving people that trust and the flexibility still that like if you have kids and they have a play or something to be able to like leave the office and go to your kid's thing and then work after that.
Yeah.
I just like, I don't know. Like my company is 3 days in the office, but I go in 5 days. And I would say most of my company goes in 5 days. But I think we do that because it's like, it's so nice. Like we're in person. All of our coworkers are cool. So we're all friends. Like having a routine is nice, like getting up and getting ready and having an excuse to like go outside and walk somewhere, walk to the subway, go to the office, have lunch with people.
It's also kind of depressing working from home. I mean, I say it because I work from home 365 days a year. But like sometimes when it's dark and like cold, and I feel like it would be nice to have an office environment on those days to like have morale, like, you know, like, or the commiseration, like people together, it would be nice. We'll see. So that's your prediction. You think it's going to be everyone's going to be back in the office?
100%. I think
companies too are spending all of this money on office spaces that I think that they're questioning their investment, and they're like, everybody come back.
Okay,
that's also like a crazy statistic, is the amount of unused office space in New York City right now that just companies are leasing or own that they aren't able to use.
My goodness.
Which is also contributing to the housing crisis, but that's a whole other...
Don't even get me freaking started. When I'm starting to look at apartments in February, I might like lose my mind.
See, that's my goal for my big purchase this year, is I think I want to buy an apartment.
Oh, yeah.
All I do all day is look at StreetEasy.
I love it. What month... Again, are you moving? I need to remember. I get everyone confused.
Our lease is up at the end of July.
July. Okay, summer. Summer. Okay, cool.
Which kind of sucks. But like, hopefully that means there's going to be more. Well, actually, I don't know what the difference is between like the rental market and the buying market in the summer.
I feel like there's just a constant cycle of apartments.
Yeah. Like, it goes so fast too. Like, I'll save an apartment that I like. And then ridiculous. The next day it'll be sold. And that's, I'm like, crazy. What the hell?
I want to enter the housing lottery is what I decided.
My sister has sent me a TikTok about that.
I just started seeing TikToks of people winning the lottery, and I was like, these apartments are nice. And then I started looking at it, and I'm going to enter some.
I think my friend won the lottery, and he lives in that building in Brooklyn that's like on the water, because that's one of the lottery buildings.
One there. Yeah, I want to enter that one.
It's like the big glass one that has a square in the middle, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, what is...
It's in Williamsburg.
What are the, like... requirements?
There's income requirements.
Okay, so you have to hit a certain or be below a certain number, or like,
there's like,
I don't quite understand.
There's ranges. So if you're one person for a studio, there's a different range than one person for a one bedroom or two people for a one bedroom. But the ranges aren't like, some of them are very meant to be like very affordable housing, and some of them are like higher salaries. Like, I don't even qualify for some of them.
Interesting. I mean, I'm glad they're doing that.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Like, that's
a law, I guess, that if a building is a certain number of units big, that a whatever percentage, like, have to be given too.
Do you think you have it in your building? I feel like you have so many units in your building.
I think we might be exempt because there's people that are locked into like rates from 1975.
Oh, like rent controlled.
Yeah.
I'm just so upset that I don't have a distant relative
Same.
With a rent controlled gorgeous brownstone somewhere.
Sometimes I get those TikToks.
Oh yeah.
Where it's like people were spending like $800 on rent and they live in a 3-bedroom brownstone.
It's just
so beautiful.
Sounds delightful. Like, so upsetting.
So nice.
If I could go back in time, I mean, I do a lot of things, but like if I could go back in time, like any time that I wanted, I would go back to like, you know, a certain era, like when Meatpacking District was still like packing meat. I would go back to that time and I would buy a whole building.
Okay, Katie.
And rent it out.
And I would, I don't know, but I think I would do some things like that.
Girl, I would too.
I'd go to Battery Park City before when it was still like cornfields, and I would like there's just
like, I'm gonna buy this plot of corn.
That was in the 60s. That isn't even that long ago.
No, imagine owning the plot of corn that Brookfield Place was like, hey, we're actually gonna buy this from you, and build a massive mall.
It wasn't corn, it was wheat fields. Sorry,
you're right,
it incorrect.
We talked
incorrect.
About this on podcast I think a year ago.
Yeah, we did. And I was like, how did I know that? I know random
so
facts.
Funny.
I've been watching Pop Culture Jeopardy, which it just came out like I think mm-hmm. over the weekend or something, like a few days ago. People, I didn't realize that a lot of people don't like it. Like they think it's bad, but I was like so into it. I love Jeopardy.
I might need to watch
that. You guys should watch it. It's with Colin Jost as the host. I have seen negative feedback. Like people are saying it's not good. So maybe I'm like,
do you guys think I'm gonna get sunburned sitting here?
No. Yeah, the sun is like right in your face, but I don't think you will because I feel like the UV is like a 2.
It's probably like a 0
in the winter.
I was like, I didn't put on my SPF this morning.
No, it's good. It'll prep you for Napa.
That's true. Give me some color, Katie's window.
It'll prep you.
The UV is 1.
Do we have any dating updates? Like, I feel like we haven't talked about dating at all this whole episode.
Let's see. I was a whore on Sunday. If I remember correctly.
On the Lord's Day?
On the Lord's Day.
I was trying so hard to hold it in.
No, let it out. Let it out.
That was a good time. Or maybe it was... No, it was Sunday. It was Sunday night.
What day was Sunday? Like, what...
It was just another Sunday.
What did you do?
In the neighborhood. Well, you see, you guys, a year ago, I talked about on the podcast this whole crazy story about how my old boss's mentor happened to be this guy that I matched with on all the dating apps, happens to be the C-suite of a very large public company that everybody knows, and I just happened to go to his apartment and hook up with him. And so he and I have had good banter over the past year. Like nothing like romantic. Like I honestly, this is so fucked up to say. I see him as more of like a friend / mentor in terms of what our relationship is, which is kind of hilarious.
How old
objectively.
Is he?
He's old. He's not young.
So would you say it's partially because of the age?
Probably.
Like you feel because he's so much older than you.
He's like mid 40s, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So that's not that old though.
Maybe like early to mid 40s. Or maybe he's early 40s. I forget. He could be 48.
So he is significantly older than you, but he's not like old.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's not like ancient.
Yeah.
He's not like a relic.
Like when you were like, he's old, I thought you were going to say he was like 60.
No. That'd be a little
Have
crazy.
You ever hooked up with someone in their 60s?
I think the oldest person I've hooked up with is either him or when I hooked up with that guy that took me to the $1,500 omakase.
Yeah. How old was that guy?
He was 42.
Okay.
I think.
So you haven't surpassed,
but I haven't like
mid-40s.
I haven't banged a 40 or a 40 plus. I think the oldest guy I've banged is like 37.
Okay, and that's not even old.
Maybe 38. Yeah, which is young.
Yeah,
that they're in their prime. They're in their gay
like
prime.
4 years behind how old you're saying this guy might be.
I think we're going to be in our prime when we're 37.
I think so too. 100%.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, Katie's like, I'm prepping for 30s.
Well, my forehead's going to be shot up, so I'm still going to look like I'm 27.
Same, yeah. Let's get celebratory Botox for your 30th.
My body might be fucked because I'll probably have kids at that point, but, you know.
I love that.
My face will look good.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have a facelift in my time.
One of my relatives just got a facelift kind of recently, and she looks great. Okay, but rounding
anyway,
out
sorry,
the story.
Adam,
no, rounding
back
out the
to
story.
Your sexy hookup on Sunday, not talking about childbirth.
So this guy and I, like, respond to each other's Instagram stories throughout the year. Like, we text sometimes. Like, he's, you know, we're friendly. And he texts me on Sunday night, And or, like, I think I was posting some thirst traps maybe over the Christmas break. I don't know what was happening. Somehow he kind of started flirting with me via Instagram. So we were already having some banter. And then on Sunday he texts me and he's like, hey, I have a room at the St. Regis. Do you want to come get a martini with me? And I was like, ooh, it's really hard to say no to the St. Regis. It's
uptown.
So naturally, I sprouted wings and flew to the St. Regis Hotel. I had to go. There was no other option for me. But I told him, I was like, we are not canoodling, though. Like, I will get a martini with you, but I'm going home immediately after. We have a martini. He's like, so you want to come hang out in my room? I was like, yep, I do.
After one martini?
All it took was one. Oh, wow. Well, I guess Emily and I did get a lychee martini at Lure earlier in the day.
Well, like earlier in the day, though, so it probably had like
so my martini
evaporated by then.
Yeah, technically at two, but spread across some hours. Yeah. So yeah, I had one martini at the King Cole Bar, and that's all it took. Next thing you know, I'm in the St. Regis Hotel in a room, being crazy,
getting freaky.
I didn't get too freaky though. So if my mom
you got your freak on for a moment.
I got my freak on for a moment, but I was a tame boy.
And then you had to go.
And then I had to go. And then I was like, okay, it's been fun. See ya.
That's honestly, that's like fun.
Get that bread, get that head, then leave. Stop.
You say after you note that your mom listens to this podcast. Love that.
My mom would eat that up. I think I told her. I may have called her.
Wow. Elena, wait, call that's me. So fun. I love it.
Yeah, so that was fun. And I've decided, I think I'm going to go on some dates with the Fire Island guy again.
Okay.
Who I ended it with back in September.
Love.
I know. We like constantly have Instagram banter.
Okay.
And whenever I'm drunk, I'll like text him something stupid.
Why did it end? Wasn't he like really obsessed with you? Is that the one?
He
was coming on very strong and you were like freaked out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I think I have commitment issues. And so I
think that's perfectly normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anxious attachment, right? What is it called, Colby?
Anxious, avoidant.
Avoidant attachment.
Yeah, I definitely have that.
No, but a lot of people have that.
I 1,000% have an avoidant attachment style.
Which is such a toxic trait of myself. Like, I was madly, madly, madly in love with he who should not be named, who would not care if I died, you know? Which is crazy. And then this, like, really, really hot, super nice guy who I meet in person, not even on a dating app, who's, like, a friend of a friend, we have mutuals, is, like, so sweet to me.
I know.
Texting me, like, good morning, good night, you know?
I think a lot of people listening are, like, nodding their head right now, like, yeah. I think that's relatable.
But such a poor, you know, why, you know? So
weird. Because, well, I feel like a lot of us we're just kind of used to a challenge.
Well, and if
we feel like it's not challenging, then we feel like it's like something's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with the avoidant attachment, I think a lot of it is like a self-protection mechanism that you don't want to open yourself up to get hurt. So it's more like putting a guard up and not letting yourself open up to that possibility that you just write it off.
Right. Which I agree. I mean, I think we talked about this on the podcast, but I had heard around town that he was like hooking up with multiple guys and that I was not special.
So did that freak you out more than?
I think it was a mixture of things, because if you remember, I was also getting worked in September. Like, I was like working harder than I've ever worked in my entire life, probably. And so I felt like I was overwhelmed also by this guy wanting to hang out with me and make plans with me. And I couldn't commit to kind of the same plans or level of planning that he was, you know, giving to me, you know?
Right.
So I was also like, I really can't give you the time of day that you're trying to get me right now. So I also kind of feel bad about that. So I think it was a mixture of multiple things.
It was, you feeling overwhelmed, you feeling guilty.
Yeah.
And then you also being like, just shook that he was like coming on as strong as he was.
But then I sent him the text that I was like, hey, I don't think this is like right for me right now. And he was so sweet.
It wasn't like a super closed door text. It was kind of just like right now.
Yeah, it was like, this isn't good for me right now.
Do you feel like now, if you were to go on dates with him again, like you feel like things have chilled out a bit more with work and stuff, that where you could like,
I think so,
see him and not be overwhelmed again?
I got promoted starting this year, which is great. I killed it last year. Like, I feel like I'm in a good spot at work now.
Good.
Where
you found your groove.
I found my groove.
You were still fresh and
still
learning.
Fresh. Yeah.
It's a lot.
The Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah.
Did you ever see The Emperor's New Groove?
Oh, of course.
Pull the lever. I say that all the time.
Gronk.
Pull the lever. Gronk. Is it Gronk?
Gronk.
Gronk. I think.
Like,
right?
The guy?
Kronk.
Oh, Kronk. K-R-O-N-K, yeah. I think.
I was like, wait, Kronk?
Love a Kronk.
Kronk is a football player.
That's true. Yeah. I was mixing it up.
Kronk. Anyway, sorry. No, this is good.
Yeah, so I think I might go on a date with him.
This
again. We'll
is
see.
Good.
We'll see. But I'm letting it organically happen.
That's smart.
And I'm trying to get back on the apps, but the apps are just so bad, guys.
The apps are legit
brutal.
Trash.
Ugh.
So brutal. I need to find more opportunities to meet people in person.
Me too.
But that unfortunately means we need to go out more.
Yeah. Well, that was another one of my resolutions, was to leave my house more.
Yeah. We gotta go out more.
In February, I'm all yours.
Honestly, same.
No, but, well, because we're going to Boston.
I wanna go out during the week.
We are going to Boston.
Yes.
Valentine's Day weekend. Match made Valentine's weekend fun.
Yeah.
Fun flirty vibes in Boston.
I'm so excited.
So that could be a really fun weekend of like going out and doing things.
Yeah, I think it should be crazy.
I've made us some plans already.
Wait, are we going to be in like Boston proper, like in the city, or is this a suburb? Yeah. Okay, sly.
I'm so excited. I need to already start thinking of my outfit.
Same.
I'm thinking of something like tweed.
I'll be wearing something I own.
Colby will not be shopping for this event.
Yeah, no, I'm going to rent something.
Yeah.
Colby, do you have any updates to share?
No, I literally was like trying to go on Hinge, and I did change my Hinge to Boston, and there were a few hot guys, and I matched with them, and then I was like, well, that was kind of stupid of me.
You're like, I don't live here.
Yeah.
You got their hopes up.
Yeah, and then I changed it back to New York, and I am not liking what I'm seeing.
It's rough out there, guys.
I have said this, though, like, many a time, like, guys in Boston, I feel like, are more my type than the New York guys that I see in establishments that I go to. But then I see friends who are, like, with normal, like, dudes. And I'm like, where did you find them?
They're at the sports bars,
you. I know.
They are not at the cocktail bars.
I know.
I'm telling
you. It's true. That's what I keep telling myself. But then every time that I go out, I don't end up at a sports bar.
We can go.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, like, the really popular sports bars are, like, I think people have found out about them. Like, the girls have found out. And they're, like, hard to get into.
The sports bars?
Yeah, like on a normal night.
Should we go to Rocco's? I feel like there's hot people that go
there. I've never been there. I want to go.
Same. And I feel like everybody I see there is very attractive and very Colby's type.
I'm down to
go. They all look like Boston boys.
They're opening a Rocco's in Boston.
Oh, so fun. We can go for opening night.
I hope it's open when we go.
Should we read that DM to close this out?
Oh, yeah. There was a spicy title.
We love a spicy title.
This kind of hinges on our conversation about monogamy.
Oh.
So this will be good. This will be good. Sorry, I'm trying to do these new nails that I got. It's hard to do things. Like,
Kathy's
how are
click clacking with her gel?
How
manicure.
Are the girls? Like, I have nails now. How are the girls doing normal activities with long ass nails? Like, I don't know. How does Cardi B do it?
That is.
How does
question.
Cardi B text?
I think about that every time I see her.
Okay, so this subject line is: I accidentally participated in a swingers scandal with my sorority sister. So here we go. Hey, Katie, Colby, and Adam. I was listening to the podcast where the discussion on non-monogamy and swinging came up, and I had to chime in with a story from college that I still can't stop thinking about. For context, I went to a small school where almost everyone knows everyone. My sophomore year, I was swiping through Bumble, as one does, and all of a sudden saw a picture of my sorority sister and her boyfriend. Both she and I were pretty active in our sorority. We were both on exec, and although we didn't know each other too well since she was a year above me, we knew each other well enough. Seeing her boyfriend on the apps was a jump scare, as I just saw them the day before in the dining hall having lunch. Why would you make a dating profile that quickly if they just broke up? And who in their right mind would put your ex in the first picture on your Bumble profile? I read the profile and saw that it's not her boyfriend's profile, but it was a joint account between the two of them. I scrolled more and it said, "Hi, we're Steve and Sarah, and we're wanting to bring a third into our relationship," and went on to describe themselves and what they were looking for. I was floored. This couple was constantly canoodling on our very small campus, and to put this on a very public dating app at that very small school was wild. I show it to my roommate, and we both die laughing, and while doing this, I accidentally swiped right.
Oh my god. Accidentally, girl.
Yeah.
I see right through you.
I panicked and deleted my entire account and app, and hoped to God she didn't get a notification. I'll never know if she got the notification that I accidentally swiped right on her and her boyfriend's swinger profile, but it made sorority exec meetings a whole lot more awkward. Anyway, I eventually got the courage up to download Bumble again without the fear that I'd see a match between me and my sorority sister's swinging plan, which I'm so happy I did because I'm now engaged to the man that I met on there 3 years ago.
I thought she was about to say that she was part of the third.
No, me too. Oh my God. No, so she like got really freaked out after that and then finally redownloaded it and then met the guy that she met or is engaged to the man that she met. Proof that love does exist in dating apps, everyone. To this day, I have no idea if this couple is still together, but hopefully they found a third. Glad it wasn't me, though.
It's so oh my God. Funny.
That's so funny. I have seen those profiles before, though. They're not uncommon.
I just feel like...
But on at a small school?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Like, that's like you are creating... I mean, I guess if you literally don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Or you're just like very... Like, that's like mm-hmm. a big part of your personality is being like that, sure. But I feel like... That's why swinging has been so hush-hush for so many years. But I guess this goes back to what we were talking about, how we think it's going to be more of like an out-in-the-open thing, or like it is already.
2025 prediction.
2025 prediction. Swinging.
Swinging is in.
Swinging is the new black.
Oh.
Wow. You know,
like, they say like...
Yes. You know,
that.
One day on Match Made... wait, I'm not even kidding. I think on our next episode, we should have you call Jack... And you should be like, hey, so I was thinking that we should probably bring a third Fuck. And see what he says.
You know what?
That'd be such a good prank call.
I should. The thing is, I've been
what
seeing all these...
What if he was into it, though?
That'd be hilarious.
Well, that would tell me a lot. No, it's funny because I've been seeing all these TikToks of people like prank calling and stuff. And because so I've never pranked Jack before, ever. So like the window of opportunity is still there for me to prank him because I don't think he would ever expect me to prank him.
Yeah,
like I am not a pranking type. Like I don't know.
That's why I think it'd be so funny.
No, so like he would so think I'm serious because like I've never pranked him before.
We need to figure out a good prank to pull on him then. And
no,
then...
but like we need to figure out like the best one because
we only get one shot.
We literally only get one because then he'll be suspicious of every other thing I ever say.
Yeah,
that is like. That
should that be our new thing? I can prank call Alex.
No, we should all okay. Each of us needs to identify someone's a prank, and we'll do it live on the air.
I love that.
Not live, but just on the air.
I love it. Anyway, I think that's all we have time for today, girls. Our first episode of 2025.
We do.
And with that, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye.
It's gonna fall off.
I'm sweating so much.
I know, I'm sorry.
From the sun.
Save big on your next landscaping project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Save big on our 12-inch smooth patio blocks on sale now. Stop in to see our full selection and get your project started. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.